USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a sweeping impeachment report, the House outlined evidence of significant conduct by President Donald Trump toward Ukraine. Findings that will now underscore a debate over whether the 45th president should be removed from office. The 300-page report from Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee makes the case that Trump misused power of his office for personal political gain and, in the course of their investigation, obstructed Congress by stonewalling the proceedings like no other president in our history. The report does not render a judgment on whether Trump's actions stemming from a July 25th phone call from Ukraine rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, though. That is for Congress to decide. In a statement from the White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, she said, "Chairman Schiff and the Democrats utterly failed to provide and produce any evidence of wrongdoing by the president." This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
For months, asylum seekers have been prohibited from filing their claims at U.S. border crossings under a Trump administration policy. Now some are sprinting down vehicle lanes or renting cars to try to make it inside the United States. The migrants' efforts are causing major traffic delays at Arizona crossings because United States Customs and Border Protection officials had to barricade lanes used by cars legally entering the United States from Mexico. Shoppers, teachers, and visitors traveling to the U.S. through Nogales, Mexico, endured up to five-hour waits over the weekend. A Tennessee doctor who lost five patients to fatal overdoses in 10 months now faces up to 20 years in prison and a $1 million fine. 64-year-old Daryl Reinhardt pleaded guilty to prescribing drugs without medical necessity. U.S. Attorney Don Cochran said Reinhardt also admitted to unreasonably distributing opioids and other substances to numerous patients. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
There's a new report on our life expectancy, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds life expectancy in America dropped to 78.6 years as of 2017. It reverses a steady increase that ended with a peak of 78.9 years in 2014. Researchers pointing to an increase in drug overdoses, suicides, obesity, and alcohol-related illnesses that are quickly cutting down people who should have been in the prime of their lives between the ages of 25 and 64. Many of those excess deaths happening in the Ohio Valley and New England for some reason. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. Representative Duncan Hunter admitted to misusing campaign funds at a hearing in a San Diego federal court, bringing to an end his fight against criminal charges that he had claimed were politically motivated. Prosecutors charged that Hunter and his wife converted and stole more than $250,000 in campaign funds for their own use over a period of several years. That included campaign cash for family trips to Hawaii and Thanksgiving in Italy, even $1,500 for video games. Prosecutors said Hunter also used campaign money to finance romantic flings with lobbyists and congressional aides. Hunter said, quote, "I failed to monitor and account for my campaign spending. I made a number of mistakes, and that's what today is all about."